Good morning. It is 8:16. I'm Brooke Schaefer, and here in the studio with one guest, and someone else just joined us, so we'll have to take a moment to get your microphone set up. But first, let me introduce Melanie Board, who is the Director of Social Services for Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Thank you, Melanie, for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then I'm just going to take a moment to check in with your microphone over there. One second.
Okay.
And who has just joined me in the studio right now is, I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Martin Sensmeyer, sitting in for Jerry Hope, the Transportation Director for Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Okay, you're the Transportation Director for STA.
Well,
did I understand that correctly?
Darn, you got me.
Okay, all right, thank you for coming in as well. And we're here this morning to talk about Native American Heritage Month. There's been a lot going on, a lot of activities going on throughout the month to celebrate and honor this month. And there are three activities coming up this week that we want to touch on. So maybe we can jump in and talk about the first event that's upcoming, which is a Family Fun Day. Melanie, what can you tell us about that?
Yes, thank you. We have the Family Fun Day event. It's scheduled for Saturday, November 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. And it's at the Sitka Gymnastics Academy. And this month, it's going to be open to the public. But there is a capacity. There's 150 capacity. So it's definitely encouraged that people pre-register by signing the waivers and getting the paperwork done so that you're not held up in line trying to get in there.
How do people get those waivers? Where do they go to turn them in?
Yes. So they can stop by Social Services Department at 110 American Street and they can pick up the paperwork.
Okay. And do they turn it in to you as well? Or
no, they would turn it in when they go to the Gymnastics Academy.
Okay. And do you know what sorts of things are going to be happening at this Family Fun Day at the Academy?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. They've got different activities in there. They've got a ninja gym, 40-foot tumble track into foam pit, uneven bars, a pegboard and salmon ladder, scaling walls, jump the quintuple, I don't know if that's a word, but steps, a bouncy spring floor, and then I guess you can build a fort with a variety of mats, pads, and blocks. So lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's a fun place. I have been there before, and it's fun to watch people doing the Ninja Warrior activities, and that springy board, that springy floor is a lot of fun to just jump around on. You feel much lighter, so
yeah.
I hope people can show up for that. It sounds great.
Well, and it sounds like at the last two events, kids just coming out just pouring sweat. So they have, you know, just a lot of running around and expending energy. So
I feel like parents will appreciate that.
Yes.
That's excellent. So then there's another event coming up. And that Family Fun Day was what day again, Melanie?
Saturday, November 25th.
Okay.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay. And there's actually another event on Saturday in conjunction with Native American Heritage Month.
Yes, we've got a couple things going on, but both of them are through strengthening our families through healthy activities. The first one is the Family Swim. It's at Blatchley Pool, Saturday, November 25th from 5 to 6 p.m. And this event is for tribal citizens, STA employees, and their families. There is a very limited capacity that can get into the pool, I believe 45. So we do have to limit it to our tribal citizens and STA employees and their families.
Great. And is that kind of a first come, first serve?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
They don't need to sign up.
No pre-registration.
Okay.
And then the other one is our Open Gym, also Strengthening Families Through Healthy Activities event. It's at Sitka Community Schools at Blatchley, and it's Sunday, November 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. So we've got Open Gym, both the multipurpose room and the gym are open, as well as the commons area. And so there's Open Gym and skating is available.
And who is that for?
That is also for tribal citizens and their families and STA staff and their families.
Great. Yeah. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about, and I'm not sure who of you would like to handle this next question, but the strengthening families through healthy activities. What exactly is that, just during Native American Heritage Month, or is that a program year round?
That is, so far has been a program that we've been able to start through a special projects grant through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And so that has been going on for the past year. And so if we continue to get funding for that, we will continue these activities. They've just been positive things that our families can socialize and get involved in healthy physical activity.
Okay, so it's based on family time, but also physical activity together.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then did you want to talk a little bit about Native American Heritage Month?
Jerry, Hope,
Jerry?
Would, yeah, sure. I always love newbies in town. We get a chance to get introduced to each other. I want to say thank you to KCAW for allowing us to be on the air and share what's going on with Native American Heritage Month. It's something that goes on nationally. It's been going on for a number of years. How many years? I'm not really sure. But it's been going on for quite a few years, and we really try and make a strong effort to localize it. We being the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, pretty much spearheads the effort from year to year. And we've been very fortunate to get all kinds of organizations and groups around town that really want to share what they're trying to do also during Native American Heritage Month. So that's been really inspiring, and it's been very nice. I think the Native American Heritage Month is self-evident in its title, but this year the theme is honoring women who serve, inspire, and pave the way. So we're really pleased with the theme. And one of the things that we're trying to do throughout the month is make emphasis on that. For example, tonight there's a movie screening of 100 Years, One Woman's Fight for Justice. This is a documentary about Eloise Cobell, who successfully argued a 14-year court case for more than 500,000 Native Americans over the government's mismanagement of Indian trust funds. And one of the communities that, and organizations that have been really good about collaborating with Native American Heritage Month is the Pioneer Home. And that's where the screening is going to take place tonight at 6:30 at the Pioneer Home Chapel. And if they want to call for any questions, they could call Sky Workman at the Pioneer Home at 747-2103 or myself at 747-3207.
I think it was this weekend, 3207, I attended a poetry reading that I think was part of the Native American Heritage Month. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
That was fantastic. Thank you. Huh? So just what little I've been able to participate in myself, I've thoroughly enjoyed. It was quite a delight to hear. There were predominantly women readers at that event, but there were a couple of men that came up as well. So kind of a nice meeting of both of the theme for this particular year and the Native American.
So I don't recall that being common. So I think that's a new entry this year, is having poetry reading. And we're just really pleased the poets were able to come together and share their knowledge or their readings.
And we have a little bit longer before the month is out. So there's going to be more coming up in the weeks to come to honor this month.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I think it sounds like Melanie and I were talking a little bit beforehand that there will be people in next week as well to talk about those specific events.
Correct. For next week.
For next week. Mm-hmm. Right. So this week people can look forward to, in particular, Family Fun Day, which is Saturday.
Yes. Saturday, November 25th, 1 to 3 p.m.
And then also on Saturday, November 25th, is Strengthening Families Through Healthy Activities, a Family Swim.
Yes, Saturday, 5 to 6 p.m., and then the open gym on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m.
And if people want to get involved, Jerry, you gave us your phone number. Is that a good number to repeat again for people to contact
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, yeah. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska is 747-3207.
Okay. And, yeah,
Melanie,
one more
had
thing.
Some more information?
So the other things going on this week, do we have that calendar? I just want to give a shout out. So we've got the preschool story time with Pauline Duncan, Raven Legends at the Pioneer Home Nurses Quarters at 10 a.m., open to parents and family members of Mount Edgecombe preschool students. And then we've got Native American Heritage Month speaker featuring honored guest Pauline Duncan at Keet Gushiheen. This event where Pauline will read the legend series to the second grade students and will take place during the school hours and is limited to enrolled students. Any questions, you can call Cindy Duncan at 966-1207. And then it looks like we've got a Native American Heritage Month speaker series featuring Louise Brady, Ed Peel, and Sarah Williams at Pacific High School. This event will take place during school hours and is also limited to enrolled students. You can contact Maggie Gallen at 966-1377.
And there's also that movie this evening, and then more things coming up throughout the week. So I think people will want to contact STA and find out what specifically is coming up on a very heavy calendar.
Yes, and if they would like a full calendar, they can contact Sitka Tribe at 747-3207.
All right. Thank you. Well, we are out of time. Thank you both, Melanie and Jerry, for
Happy
coming
Thanksgiving.
In. And thank you for tuning in. Listeners here at KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. Good morning.